Welcome back to A Time for Change. It's been 30 years since the launch of FUBU, the hip-hop apparel brand that put streetwear on the map. FUBU stands for Us, By Us, and was started by Damon John and three of his childhood friends from Queens. The company has gone on to have $6 billion in sales, and of course, Damon John has gone on to become a household name through Shark Tank, books, and motivational speaking. I talked to him directly about his legacy, and he answered with his trademark blend of inspiration and modesty. Take a listen.
I've only done 1% of what the people prior to me have done. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who risked their lives and lost their lives, you know, and didn't have and marched in the streets until they died and never got to see the freedom that we are allowed in life. You know, I think that, you know, if I can keep educating and keep empowering communities of all colors showing people that you don't have to be able to sing, dance, or have a very special skill, but if you're willing to get up before everybody and go to sleep after everybody, that you can make it. I think that that is my biggest inventory and my biggest asset that I can help people with.
And then just looking ahead, you know, 10, 20 years from now, what is your hope that we folks can look back and say, you know, Damon John, this is the legacy you left?
10, 20 years from now, there's going to be a young little man or woman who right now they're watching Shark Tank in their little PJs eating some Captain Crunch. And they're looking at me and they're saying, I can be bigger and better than that man right there. He's showing me the path. And that person is going to be the next Oprah Winfrey or Barack Obama or Steve Jobs or Elon Musk, and they're going, or, you know, Warren Buffett, and they're going to change the world. And they're going to say, my first understanding that I can do it was I watched this guy who came from nothing and he did it. And I said, I'm going to do 10 times or 100 times or 10,000 times better than him.
And I guess they also have to wear that Yankee cap too, which I liked, Marquise. I don't know about you. That was a great conversation you had. Of course, folks can check out the whole thing at yahoofinance.com. There was one thing that sort of struck me during that interview, and I'm not a big fan of doing this, but it paid off for his mom. I know his mom took out a second mortgage on her home for like $100,000 to help him, to help Damon John start his company.
Yeah, it was really revealing. You know, he talked about working at Red Lobster and going into all these banks and asking for a loan. He got shut down time and time again. So it was really that fortitude of believing in himself and his mother believing in him. I know it's super risky to take out a mortgage. And obviously, in this case, it paid off. FUBU, $6 billion. And I think the biggest thing I took away was just believing in yourself. He talked about waking up before everyone else and going to sleep. You know, make sure you get the sleep that you need. But really believing in yourself, I think that was the through line. And so really looking forward to showcasing that entire interview. And for everyone watching right now, be sure to catch that full interview with Damon John as part of our Black History Moves Us special, Yahoo celebration of the culture and contributions of the Black community this Thursday, February 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern, streaming live on Yahoo.